Welcome to this week's Up and Running. Coming up on this morning's show, I'm going out to Strandhill this morning to talk to Liam Irwin, who has a very interesting business called the Hot Box Sauna.ie. But first,
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, I am delighted to be joined by Barbara Meehan. And many of you will know Barbara, actually. She has a long and distinguished career in many different businesses, but a long time in a medical device company in the northwest of Ireland. And she has a new business. This is very, very interesting. And I'm delighted to be joined, Barbara. And thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show.
No, not at all, Claire. Thanks for inviting me. And hello to all your listeners.
Okay, so this is Barbara Meehan and she has a company called Pause. Barbara, you've put a massive amount of work before you started this business. Can you tell me what initially triggered you to do this and what was your original idea?
So it happened really organically, actually, Claire. I was working as an executive coach in an organisational development role and I kept coming across this hidden problem of mental wellbeing. And by that, I mean people close to burnout, anxiety, low mood, and toxic levels of stress. And people would continuously tell me that they wouldn't go and talk to their managers about it, or they wouldn't use existing services in organisations. So what they would do, they would leave, or they would go on extended leave. And I just thought something needs to be done about it. So what I discovered quite quickly in working with them was that a combination of my experience as a coach and also some of my own life experiences were really beneficial in terms of helping them to work through it. And to be honest, I was quite surprised. So what I did is I put a pause on my own career and I followed my passion. I really feel very connected to mental wellbeing and to supporting that cause in our society. So what I did was I formalised a research programme, which took 5 years. I just talked to GPs, talked to psychotherapists, and they began to refer people to me. So when they did that, I would measure people's wellbeing at the beginning, at my first meeting, and at the end. Actually, the results overall were that there's a 70% improvement in mental wellbeing in the people I saw. So I saw over 100 people. And as well as GPs and psychotherapists, what happened was there was a lot of word-of-mouth referrals, and they began to take over. So throughout that whole process, Claire, what I did was I developed a coaching approach to mental wellbeing. It's a short-term solution. So it's up to 8 hours over a 3-month period, and that includes a 6-month follow-up. Some people might not need that at all, but for people with a very low mental wellbeing, that's what's required. So that began the Pause coaching approach to mental wellbeing. So the initial research took 3 years, and I guess that's because it's a very significant issue and we present in different ways, and some people have long-standing histories and others not quite so much. So the entire research with those 100 people took 3 years. And then at the end of the 3 years, I was really curious about what would happen over the long term. So I met everybody at 6 months and then invited people back after 2 years, and was thrilled to discover that the results stacked up after 2 years. So after 2 years, people were maintaining their mental wellbeing. And I guess a big part of those 2 years was about understanding that. So what are the practices that we need to cultivate to make sure that we ourselves can assess, maintain and manage our mental wellbeing going forward? The last thing I did in those 2 years was I trained a number of other coaches and they in turn got similar results.
So that was the beginning of you opening up this business. So this business is called Pause. So you now, with the people you've employed to do the training with you, you're now offering your services into large corporate companies. Have you got a number of employees that the company has to have, or will you provide your services everywhere?
Well, what we tend to see that in smaller organisations, people know their individual employees, so the need isn't as great there. Where I find the need is strongest, and I guess our market is the tech market, the engineering market, the professional services market, finance market. So those markets where people are very high skilled and really valuable, and it's those organisations that are more interested in. So the medium or large organisations in those specific industries are really who we target for our services.
Okay, so this is really important because at the moment, the way industry seems to be going in Ireland, people are losing staff, they're finding a problem employing new staff, and they're finding a problem retaining staff. So your services are very important. Plus, the human beings that are working in these organisations have been through the trauma of COVID. So when you go into the companies, you have a three-step approach. Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. And Claire, just before I do, I think you've said something really important. Like, the last couple of years have been really difficult for us personally and individually, but they've also been really difficult for organisations. I mean, organisations are dealing with this huge trauma, if you like, that their employees have gone through. But and what's happening is that it's creating a great need for them to change and to shift from how they have operated in the past, and something totally different is required. I might talk about that in a minute, but first of all, to go back to the question you asked, which is the three services. So the first thing we do is we help organizations to develop a mental well-being strategy. And what I mean by that really is that we help them to create best practice in the organization that can be consistently rolled out right across the organization. The second thing we do is we support those people that are tasked with supporting others in the organisation with low mental well-being. So I'm talking about people managers, I'm talking about HR, I might be talking about employee representatives, but whoever in your organisation is supporting others. So what we do with them is we have developed training programmes that supports them and teaches them how to, the key skills of a conversation that enables a positive and a supportive outcome. And I think something we talked about was that it's these conversations that are critical to retention. So what we're doing is we're teaching them the skills of how to have conversations, which are very different conversations than they typically have in organisations, because they're about things that really matter. So if we're talking to people about returning to the office, if we're talking to people about mental well-being, there's a totally different skill set needed. And the second thing is part of that training that we do is we really help people to understand the whole topic of mental well-being, to see the signs and how to open a conversation with people that may be struggling with low mental well-being. So training of all those involved in supporting others, that's the second thing we do. And then the third thing we do is we support the employees themselves. So for those employees that are struggling, number one, we measure their mental well-being. Number two, we identify the level of risk, and we really importantly help that employee to get their head around that, because that's a really significant piece of all of this, is how they're supported as they come to terms with where they are in terms of their mental well-being. And then finally, we determine what they need. So as I said a moment ago, that could be just that one session and no more, are up to 8 sessions for people with low mental well-being. So they're the three separate services that we provide.
Very importantly, it's a situation where companies are investing in their employees. And you hear that thrown about the media an awful lot, but this is a very serious situation where it actually is happening. At the end of that, through your studies and through having your company now, have you seen a great improvement in the people that you have coached?
Yeah. You know what I'd really love to invite your viewers to do is take a look at the website, pause.ie. And there's a research section there. But if you look at the testimonials from people both involved in the research and from referring practitioners, I think you get a sense of the impact it's had on people's lives. And one thing that's, because it really does impact people's lives and also the lives of those around them. But one really lovely thing that I did, I asked people for a word when I met them first, and then I asked them for a word at the end. And that's a word to describe how they were. And just some of those words were, from hopeless to optimistic, from exhausted to renewed energy, from really sad to exhilarated, from anxious to relieved, and from in a very dark place to happy. And I think that sums a lot up, Claire.
It most certainly does. And those initial words, we're hearing more and more about the initial words that people spoke about of hopelessness and being in a dark place. We're hearing more and more about that now. And in America, they're calling it the Great Resignation. But definitely COVID has had an effect on the human beings all over the world, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think COVID and what's come about as a result of it, so people working from home. And I think really significantly, it's had a different impact on different people. So I think that's a really important point. And you mentioned the Great Resignation. Just if I could put a couple of numbers to that from a recent Microsoft survey. So 14% of, so there was a 33,000 people surveyed as part of that. The results came out April 22, so just a month ago. And 14% of Irish workers had changed their jobs in the previous year. And 40% of people said they were looking to change their jobs in 2022. I mean, that's a really, really significant number. And when I talk about retention and attracting new employees been won and lost based on conversations, that's what I'm talking about too. And that's the correlation back to what we spoke about a minute ago, this one size doesn't fit all. So it impacted people in different ways. And we need to really listen to employees. And I guess the people that are tasked with having these conversations are the ones that should have the bandwidth to match what the employee wants to what the organisation needs. And one other point, Claire, around this that I just feel so strongly about, that mental wellbeing isn't exclusive to people at a certain level of the organisation. You know, the managers that are having these conversations, some of them are struggling themselves. So if we're asking them to support people that are struggling, then we're really asking too much of them. They need to be supported first, and we need to train them in order for them to be able to do that and to get support for them. And then in turn, I think they can support everyone else.
Well, that's very interesting. Because you said something at the beginning, and that's bringing it back to it, where you said that you had sympathy for the large companies that would be struggling to adapt to the new situation we find ourselves in. It's interesting to meet you. Obviously, I've heard about you and I've read about you and your success in business, which is quite well known in the area and beyond. This is you giving something back. This is really a passion of yours, isn't it?
Very much. Very much a passion. Yeah, I feel actually moved by you noticing all of that. I mean, originally, when I worked with the GPs and psychotherapists, I really thought about setting this up as a charity. And that was something I really wanted to do. But as a business, the businesswoman in me knows that if we're to hire the best people and if we're to attract the high quality coaches, because obviously this is a very particular level and type of coaching, if we're to do that, then we have to have a strong foundation in order to do that. So I do have an ambition beyond that, linked with corporate social responsibilities for organisations, that where organisations use our service, and I'm not talking about this in the immediate future, Claire, but I would love down the road to be able to give people back. So to have this service in the community and to have some of those wonderful organisations supporting it by just using our service. Very much a passion of mine and really, really important in society right now.
I really enjoyed speaking with you this morning, and that is Barbara Meehan, and her company is Pause. And if you want to have a look at the website, it's very interesting. It's pause.ie. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's show, Barbara, and the very best of luck with your business.
Lovely, Claire. And if people want to contact me, please contact me. I'd be delighted to hear from people. So you can contact me on my email at Barbara, that's B-A-I-R-B-R-E, at pause.ie. Or you can contact me through our website, which is pause.ie, P-A-U-S-E, or you can contact me through LinkedIn.
Okay, and check out that website. That's pause, P-A-U-S-E.ie. This will be going up as a podcast, so you can listen back if you missed any of it. And that is Barbara Meehan from pause.ie.
Up and running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
And this morning, here's another very exciting business that part of it is based in Strandhill in County Sligo. And we're coming into the summer now. So if you are planning a day out in Strandhill, do you remember we had the Thai Pots on a few weeks ago? There, I must go back out and talk to them. But I'm delighted this morning to be joined by Liam Irwin. And Liam and his two partners, Dan O'Connor and Luke Williams, have a business called The Hot Box Sauna. .ie. Good morning, Liam, and thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Hi, Claire. Thanks so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, I can't believe that I'm still doing COVID projects, but it just shows so much about the Irish psyche that we're faced with, you know, a difficult situation and people turn it into a positive one. So tell us your story. You got yourself into a situation during COVID where you were not working.
Yes, so at the start of COVID, well, 8 months before COVID, I started traveling and I started in Mexico and worked my way down to Colombia. And then in March, was it 2020, when COVID struck, I was stuck in Medellin and I had planned to really continue traveling down to the bottom of South America. But I was told by the embassy, come home now or you might get stuck there for good. So I came home kind of annoyed and sad that I didn't get to finish my travels, but I had a few quid left, and myself and Dan kind of twiddled our thumbs for a little while and did a big cycle from Cork to Donegal to fill the gap. And then when we got home from that, we go, okay, we're really like twiddling our thumbs here. We need to figure out something to do. So we decided we wanted to get into building. So we built a sauna for my parents in a little woods beside their house first. And then that really gave us the inspiration then to start a sauna business. We really enjoyed the feeling you get from taking a sauna. So we bought a Ifor Williams cattle trailer and built a sauna on the back of it and brought it down to a local spot near us in County Meath called Bective Mill House. And that's on the end of the River Boyne Blueway, and it's really taken off since then. Yeah.
And so we're just talking about Bective and County Meath. Now, anyone who's planning holidays in Ireland, not this year, but next year, just while I have you here, Liam, there's great plans for this area where you have this sauna.
So, yes, luckily the River Boyne Blueway is about to open up and that ends at Bective Mill House. And we're really lucky with our location then that anyone who's canoeing or kayaking down the River Boyne is getting out of the river right at our location. And our landlord is a lovely man called Oliver, and he's just received some great news that he's got planning permission for glamping pods and a full glamping and campervan set up there for the summer. For next summer, he should have it ready. So it's a great place to plan a trip if you're into camping and if you have a campervan, it'd be a great place to stop off.
And you are avoiding, of course, the price of rental cars, which is all over the media in the last couple of weeks. But coming closer to home, Liam, you have your hotbox sauna out in Strandhill in County Sligo. Now, first of all, tell me exactly where it is so our listeners know.
So if you know Strandhill, you'll know that you can park on the seafront, or then there's a kind of secret option to drive in behind the Strand Bar, and there's a paid car park in there. And that paid car park has been converted half into kind of an eat yard space. It's all cobbled and nice and it's overlooking the sea. And we're just in that space. So if you walk down to Strandhill and you see the cannon, and you're looking at the sea, if you just look up to your right, you'll be able to walk up along the seafront there and you'll find us. You shouldn't have a problem finding us.
So how does it work? I go for a big long walk or a surf in Strandhill and I want to go to the sauna. Are there other people in it? What's it like?
So how we're operating at the moment is, first of all bookings will go through our website. www.thehotboxsauna.ie, and you can book online. And in Strandhill, we're booking your seat. So we're in a post-COVID world. We really do want to emphasize the importance of the social aspect of the sauna, because the sauna traditionally in Finland and all of the Scandinavian countries is a very social thing. So you can book up to four or five seats for you in a group, and there will be other people booking seats in the same slots, and you can book either half an hour or 55 minutes. And we also offer one sunset slot at the end of every day, which is an hour long. And it's just the window of the sauna looks straight out over the Atlantic, and you can see the sun setting over the Atlantic, and that's really nice.
Well, that just sounds fabulous. If you spent an hour sitting in the sun and looking out over the sea, it's just pure heaven.
It's amazing. And the setting, like our brand is all about bringing the magic of a Finnish sauna experience to the most beautiful places that Ireland has to offer. And that is, we wouldn't do one without the other. It's not about just hopping in a sauna. It's about hopping in a sauna in a stunning, natural Irish location.
So are you open 7 days a week now, Liam?
So in County Meath, we are open 7 days a week. And I think because the people there, like they live there, they work there, they're there all the time. And in Strandhill, at the moment, we're open Friday, Saturday and Sunday. Because a lot of the time, you know, the Strandhill population is blowing in and blowing out over the weekends. We do intend to open 7 days a week when we get into the thick of summer, but we'll see. We'll do it as we go. We'd like to be full all the time. And if we need to provide more spaces, we'll open more days.
Well, of course, this being the bank holiday weekend, it will be busy, but there are still slots available. So if you would like to book in for a sauna, what a wonderful way to spend any evening. It is the hotboxsauna.ie. And I just want to remind you, I'm joined by one of the founders, who is Liam Irwin. And he and Dan O'Connor and Luke Williams have started up this business. OK, so you're in Bectivan, County Meath, and you're in Strandhill and County Sligo. And what about expanding this business? Where do you see it going?
So we've definitely taken it step by step. We do build all of the saunas ourselves. So it takes a lot out of us when we do build another one. Like this one, this journey for Strandhill started in January. So we spent 3 months building this sauna and it is very strenuous. So we'll definitely take it step by step. If Strandhill really takes off, then we would probably think about another location. And we do have one in mind. But we won't be rushing anything, and we will be making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before we move forward.
Well, that is very good, and very good advice for anyone who is starting a business. All the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. And that is Liam Irwin, and again, that is the hotboxsauna.ie. It's a bank holiday weekend. Go out and check that out in Strandhill. And as I said earlier, we had the Thai pots on recently, and there's loads of things happening over in Strandhill in County Sligo this weekend. In the meantime, Liam Irwin from the hotboxsauna.ie, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running, and the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Claire. I really appreciate it.
Up and Running with Claire Ronan on Ocean FM.
That's it for this week's Up and Running. Thanks to all my guests this morning, and most importantly, thanks to you for listening. Niall Delaney is up next with the best of this week's Northwest Today. If you would like to listen back to any of this show, you can go to oceanfm.ie, click podcast, or you can also find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Ocean FM Ireland. Until next week, thanks for listening.